My name is Jocelyn Gustave, and I'm the manager of Elbow, which was formerly known as East London Black Women's Organisation. The services we offer counselling service to women who experience, predominantly to women who are experiencing or survivors of domestic violence. However, the counselling service is offered, is open to, you know, other people who may have cases of intact bereavement or just generally need some form of counselling support. It could be for depression. Unfortunately, we were one of the organisations that experiencing the loss of funding for London councils. Quite tragic, really. But we're still at the minute, we're still receiving referrals, and we're still dealing with those. Luckily for us, the counsellors, you know, they work on a voluntary basis. We also have the support of student social workers, which myself, I supervise them and I work alongside them. So we are still able to see a number of clients.
So how significant is the service you provide to BMEs in a local area?
Oh, well, as you know, Newham is quite predominantly, you know, black and ethnic minority community. So I, in my opinion, it's a very, very, very significant role what we play. And as you know, there are very few organisations that can deal with the cultural aspect.
Can you tell me how the government cuts have impacted your organisation?
Well, if you sort of going back, I mean, I've been with the organisation for a number of years. I'm not going to say exactly how long, but quite a while. And I'm sort of going back to gradually, in terms of when I started with Elbow, the services we offered. We had a family support project, which again was a very much a very, very useful project. We were receiving funding for that. That was, you know, that came to an end. We also used to get money from our local authority to do domestic violence work. And also that came to an end. And various other services we offered, including the funding we received for to integrate children with special needs and disabilities, cuts that we've suffered over the years. At the minute, we don't know, you know, what the future holds for an organisation like Elbow, but all we can do is to keep chipping away, to keep trying to continue to run the services as best as we can in this financial and economic climate.